This is going to be short and sweet. Would you all please stand just for a couple more minutes? I'm going to close with a prayer, one of many that Paul prayed, but I would like for you personally to take this prayer for you. It's nice that we all pray for each other, but there are some prayers that I want to read what Paul wrote. But if I could just give it to you like that, and it comes in the air and you reach up and catch it as it comes down, sort of like that in the spirit. I have a vivid imagination if you've not noticed. This is the prayer that Paul prayed for the congregation at Ephesus. Are you ready to receive it? All right. For this cause, I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that be you, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
Ta-da. Amen. That's the blessing of the Lord upon all of you. But if there's anyone who has a personal need for prayer, be happy to do that too. But otherwise, I believe that's what the Lord would have me do, and then zip my lips open.